Welcome back to this week's Ozone Live, joined here with our newest Jaguar, Marcel Darius. If you want your question to be heard live on the air for Marcel to answer, go ahead and comment on our Facebook live feed. John, take it away.
Well, it's called Ozone Live, but today it's your show, Marcel. So hey. Welcome. It's fantastic to have you here, and I appreciate you doing this. Crazy week, right?
Yeah, man. Still floating a little bit.
Now, in the press conference the other day, it was notable that, still a little shaken up. Some fans were like, well, that's wild that you'd be that honest about it and that upfront about it. But it truly is a life-altering thing when you get traded on a Friday and you're in your new world on a Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely honest about it because that's just who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just very open person, open book. I can't hide nothing. But it just shakes your world up, man. That's been a very consistent place for a while. And to be moved like that, it is a business, mm-hmm. by the way. To be moved like that and you have to undergo just a big change in life. So it's just something that is just getting adjusted to and having to understand a different language, It's like being dropped into different country, mm-hmm. trying to get to understand what these guys are saying and get on the same page with them. And I don't want to slow them down. I want to do the best I can. Just thoroughly, overly excited about the opportunity. Just want to get to know these guys and understand what they want me to do and their communication levels because it's extremely high. That's why they're so good at what they do now.
Now, there are worse countries to be dropped in. The one that has Calais Campbell on one side, Malik Jack. I know you're on – I saw some quote this week. Hey, we can be the best in the league, definitely. When you look at the talent around you, that felt real when you said it.
I mean – hopefully, I'm happy that you felt that it was real because it was so sincere and real because I've been on good defenses. I've been a part of veteran guys, mm-hmm. that just kind of understand the language, and these guys are a fairly young group. And Kalea's been in the league for a while, and he understands the communication level. Mm-hmm. And these guys are right there. They're on the same heartbeat. And just to see that they're just boom, boom, right. boom, and it's just rolling. I can feel the energy with these guys just being around them. It's crazy. It gets your blood going a little bit because you understand what you're a part of and how good this situation can actually be.
This is a social media show, so we're going to go over to social media with Ashlyn.
We'll start with a generic one. These are all from Instagram, by the way. So from Braceface J, just how do you like Jacksonville so far?
I mean, I'm loving it so far. I'm loving the weather. People here seem so sincerely nice, not just because of me coming into the city, just genuinely nice. Some people that may not recognize me, they're still genuinely good people. I'm loving the weather, loving the weather.
You mentioned that. What would it be today in Buffalo? What'd you leave?
When I left, it was a snowstorm coming in. The day I left.
You're not going to get that here.
Oh, my God. I mean. I can't imagine the last time I was in a T-shirt this time of year. So it's normally just running out the car all cold and and then get in the car and you sit in the car cold till the car warm up and then you got to sit there for a second.
And you hope it starts.
Oh, my God. And then you got to get yourself together, jump out the car and run into the building. But then you have practice. But it's just the same. When you get that heartbeat and everybody's mm-hmm. on the same page, you don't think about anything else. But the weather, for sure, great people here, great restaurants. I went to a couple. Just really been getting around, man. It's just been a extremely fast thing I have never experienced in my life other than getting drafted. So just really soaking it up.
It's different when you get drafted because you got time to acclimate. Yeah. Like right now, you're sitting there trying to ready for a game.
Yes, yeah, you touch down and you got people coming at your head
right.
in a few days. So.
No doubt.
And you have a playbook trying to understand the people around you, and you just try not to mess up.
I hear you.
So it's a weight now, but I can handle it.
Gotcha. Ashlyn?
From Stop and Take a Pick, who is the first person on the team you've clicked with the most so far?
You said Stop and Take a Pick?
Yeah, these names are
question
weird.
From somebody.
That's for the name.
Stop and Take a Pick. Oh,
that's the name. I know it's confusing.
Who has I been clicking the most with?
Yes.
Pretty much everybody. I would call myself a social butterfly. So I'm not afraid to speak to no one. I'm pretty open. And what comes to the top of my head comes out of my mouth. Can't hold it back. And everyone's been extremely nice in the facility, locker room. I mean, they understand the situation I'm coming into. They understand the situation of me coming into their realm. So it's a respect level from both parties, and I completely understand what's going on with them, and they just need the help, and I just want to help.
Now, I've heard something that's a little disturbing, frankly, that you're sort of tight with Tink. Is that right?
Oh, man, that's my dude, man.
All right, well, explain something positive at some point.
That's why I can say that. I can say I click with him the most since I've been here. Man, Tinker, we got...
Why? Why Tink?
When I got to University of Alabama during the summer, a month late. And Carson Tinker was the same. He got there a month behind.
Well, he got lost in the way.
I have no idea what happened, but he was there at the same time looking for our dorm rooms.
Gotcha.
And they were on summer break, and it was me and Carson there for a whole month, just us two. And we had another friend, David. But it was just us three there, and we were just looking at each other crazy because we were 17, 18 years old on a college campus during the summer trying to figure out what's the next step.
Wow.
And he's been my dude, right-hand man.
So you keep in touch even before?
Oh, man, yes.
All through the pros
so far.
Gotcha.
His father, Mr. Tinker, his mother, they right out of Birmingham, Alabama as well. And they've just been great people from the time I've known them to now, 7 years in the league.
Fantastic.
I'm back
why.
With my man.
Ashley?
That's crazy.
Wow, that was inspiring. Really close to him. Okay, this one. This is character telling. And I warned John about this, and he's going to deny it, but we know it's true. From E48. Do you prefer peanut butter or jelly, or are you more of a tuna fish sandwich type of guy like John?
It's hard. I don't like peanut butter and jelly. And I'm not extremely crazy about tuna fish.
So what's your sandwich then? What's your sandwich?
My sandwich. I do like just a good old cold cut.
All right.
Turkey, lettuce, tomatoes, some ham. Roasted turkey, just kind of glazed, just any kind of way, eggs, throw an egg on it, just chill. I mean, just a good old homemade, whatever's in a refrigerator sandwich.
Throw an egg on it and chill.
Yeah.
Is the answer, Ashley.
All right. Wasn't expecting that one. All right. Next one from Damian Clayton. I'm going to specify this a little bit. What's your favorite type of food? He wanted to know on a Monday night, but that's too specific for right now.
My favorite type of food, I'm Haitian. I love Caribbean food. Oxtails, curry goat, like jerk chicken, of course. Oh, man. I'm big cabbage, rice and beans. I like Caribbean food, and I love lasagna. I'm just, oh, my goodness. I'm like Garfield when it comes to lasagna.
Now, you mentioned being Haitian, and I know you took a trip to Haiti.
Yeah.
I believe it was February, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know that was a big thing for you because of your parents, your dad. But just talk briefly about what that trip meant to you. I've known other people who have gone. Mm-hmm. It can't not affect you, but it sounds like it really affected you.
It's just the way that I went. Mm-hmm. It was very, it just hit me home. It just hit home with me because it's coming from a place where you want to go, you want to mm-hmm. visit, and you want to check it out and see.
And your father was born there, correct?
Exactly, okay. Yes. I have brothers and sisters there.
Okay.
We haven't heard from since the earthquake.
I see.
But I want to just go over there and just kind of check the place out and see if I can find them. And got a great mm-hmm. organization, Hope for Haiti. And they helped make this happen. And it was just a extremely crazy emotional eye-opener for mm-hmm. me and my friends, and I can't wait to take my brothers and sisters back. And it's not just so much about going, it was the way that we did it. It was
your first time there, correct?
Yeah, it's the first time, but the way you did it is different. Like, you can go do Vegas and it's like, okay, we do Vegas and we walk the strip the whole time.
Yeah.
But you go Vegas and you have somebody that lived there mm-hmm. and they show you the ins and outs and different things you can do, and it's just like, and it just blows your mind.
Right.
But this was just not just on the surface. We're going to go around and try to do this. And
right.
It wasn't a pity party. I was in the community, gotcha. And we had a great time. And it was just overwhelming at the same time.
Now, your last name, Darius, the pronunciation, French, Haitian connection, that's important to you.
Yeah, my last name, yes, of course. My mom always used to tell us, because they call us Darius our whole life.
Sure.
And it's spelled with an E, not an I. So it's pronounced Marcel Shinton Darius.
Okay.
And my mom just always was like, make sure they know your name, make your name something important to you. And I never really understood it, but after colleges started coming around, they were interested in me, and they kept calling me Darius. So I'm just like, no, my name is Darius. And they were like, what does it matter? And I'm just like, it matters to me.
Right.
It may not matter to you, but it matters to me. Right. And so then it just sparked a fire. Like, you're going to know my name. You're going to understand how to pronunciate my name. And so
I bet Saban got it right, didn't he?
Yeah, you had to get it right. I don't call me if you're gonna call me my name.
I hear you, Ashlyn. Back to you.
Moving over to Facebook now from Jordan Drexler. Any hobbies outside of playing football?
Yes, I like to build RC cars, Trexes. I really don't like to drive them around because they go too fast. My kids love them to death. But I built Trex's RC cars, got into that hobby with Mario Williams. He's kind of a nerd.
and that makes you a nerd too, right?
Hey, call me what you like.
All right.
I'm a cool nerd. I love to cut grass. That's so relaxing and soothing.
Here, let me give you my address.
I got you covered, man.
All right.
Just call me.
Jalen was there last week.
Up front.
So. All
right. The push mower is my favorite, man. You get a bad push mower, and you get the sense of accomplishment when you're done.
You like edging too, trimming too.
No, I'm not too fond of trimming.
That ain't at all.
I'm just cut the grass and edge it up, man. I'm good with that.
Ashlyn,
don't let John invite you to his house. Don't agree to that. From Dan Johnson, what has surprised you most about the Jaguars organization since being traded?
How much? It seems more like a really close-knit group of guys, from the coaching staff to the players to, like, the media in general. Everyone seems just extremely open, honest, and just welcoming, and it seems genuine. That's the biggest thing for me is seeing it feels extremely genuine. And that was heartwarming. You know, it felt good. You're just not coming into a situation where it's like, all right, come in, do your job, and but it's like, no, we're excited for you to be here.
And there's an excitement about what the defense can accomplish, isn't there? You sort of mentioned it really early, but there is that vibe. It sounds like you're feeling it.
Oh, man, just being able to be close to something that, I mean, being close to someone when you can just feel their heartbeat and you know you're close to them. But being in that room with guys and kind of, you can feel the energy from this guy to the next and this guy from the next, and you understand where everyone's coming from. And they may be talking crazy with each other, but they're just like, hey, we want to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. And if we're not on the same page, I want to make sure we are. So we may have to go through this so we can get over here so we can click the way we all clicking. And so that hit home. That just hits home with me in every way possible.
It's hard to fake that. Right.
Extremely hard to fake it.
Ashlyn?
Another one from Jordan Drexler. We see you have gold jewelry on. Do you play with that on Sundays, or do you just go no jewelry?
No, I play with it on Sunday, not my bracelet. But I normally play with it, the small one with my mom, and the bigger ones from when I made my first Pro Bowl. And so it's just my little thing. You'll see me with an anchor or something on my neck sooner or later. But it's just my little thing and my little piece to me.
One more.
This one's interesting. Astro Images from Instagram. If you could be any character from the Marvel Universe, who would it be and why? So Spider-Man, Hulk, all those.
You've got an answer for this. You're smiling.
Yes. Oh, man.
It's important.
Yeah, it's a good one. Really good one. I love like Professor X, but with my legs working.
That's a deep cut, Professor X. Ash, I'm sure you know all about Professor X, right?
Can't say I do.
Is the bald head guy in the wheelchair?
Okay, okay.
The bald head guy in the wheelchair?
I've seen that. I didn't know it was Professor X. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I thought he was going to go with like a generic Spider-Man Hulk, but no.
No.
I am the Hulk, but you know, he's not a Marvel character.
He's not? Yikes.
You lost all respect for Ashley.
Know your characters, Ashley.
You lost all respect for Ashley.
I got the Hulk on me, though. That's my alter ego now.
Right.
Oh.
But yeah, I'll be Professor X or Flash, man. I feel like I'm quick. I'm big, but I feel quick.
Ashley, are you any more or is that it?
Any more? No, we have one more. I have a feeling I know the answer to it already, but we'll go ahead and ask it. From Helton from Instagram, who's the best college football team this season?
Aside from Georgia.
I mean, I didn't even know there was another college in the country.
Are you and Avery going at it yet? You and Avery Jones?
I mean,
he's a bully. He's going to get you, right?
Man, get out of there. They have to give first place away nowadays.
Right.
Who does that? I mean, if you feel like you do you really feel like you're number one when somebody just gave it to you?
Never. I never gave anything away. I've earned it all, Marcel.
I feel like Georgia just they worked their butts off, but you know, they just gave them number one for what reason?
So how from where you're sitting right now, last nine games, how good can this bunch be? You've kind of seen it up close a little bit and obviously optimistic.
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I'm a toot my own horn. But me being a part of this bad boy, I feel like I can help in the missing space that we need and then some. But I just want to be on the same page and mm-hmm. do everything that these guys need for me to do so I can do the best that I can possibly can for them. It's not about me, but I know if I can do what I can do, if I can do my thing and be the best at what they need for me mm-hmm. to do, we can be great. We can be something special, especially with nine games and the way these guys helped me. Right. They helped me along the way from day one, from a couple of days ago. Crazy. There's no telling what we can be. So let's just not jump the gun and just kind of sit back and enjoy the ride. Because hey, we got a couple more weeks, man.
Gotcha. Fantastic stuff. I appreciate you doing it,
no problem.
Ashlyn.
Well, thanks, Marcel, for joining us your first week in Jackson. We hope we didn't scare you away. And thank you to the viewers for tuning in and sending us all your questions. We'll see you right back here next Thursday.